You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
It's the Britpop Show, and welcome everybody for your slice of 90s. Now, we love an anniversary on this show, don't we? And it is 30 years since Shed 7, who are now back in the charts, two number one albums this year alone. It's 30 years since they released this absolute legendary song, Ocean Pie. And now I say it every week, 30 years, long time ago, seems like yesterday. Right, what's today's theme? Because there's always a theme. The theme today is, so I was clearing out my house, that's not the theme, but I was clearing out my house and I found this book, Music top 10 lists. There's 100 top 10 lists here, all very dubious, and there's a top 10 Britpop list. And I'll give you an example of another list. So it's top 10 grunge greats. So for that, they've put The Song Is Little Seed by Lemonheads in at 10. Screaming Trees, Black Sun Morning. The Fluid, Cold Outside. Afghan Wings, Retarded. The Melvins, Anaconda. 5, Soundgarden, Flower. Tad, Sex God, Missy. 3, Green River, Come On Down. 2, Nirvana, School. And 1, Mudhoney, Touch Me, I'm Sick. So that's the kind of thing, that's the kind of dubious list that they're creating. And they've done this top 10 list of Britpop. So I'm going to give you, we're going to run through that today. Now, if you've got your own top 10 list of Britpop, send it to me. But if you tend to send it to me by, you know, by my phone, don't. I've left my phone in the car. So two things. Number one, don't message me via WhatsApp. You're going to have to smash that on the app. Smash that button, message the studio, and send me a message and I'll read it out. Number two, if you're anywhere near Northleach, don't go to my car and steal my phone from my car, because I'm sure I'll find out. I'll hunt you down. I really will. Right, so what came in at number 10? Well, the band itself, Supergrass. Pretty decent choice. Yeah, happy with that. And this is what they say. They've gone for Caught by the Fuzz, which is okay, you know, fair enough with the choice. It says, with the cheeky wink of All Right proving to be something of a Marmite tune for many, the short, fuzzy blast of singer Gaz Coombs brushed with the law is a safer and altogether better bet. Celebratory, fun, and as energetic as a toddler on tartrazine. Let's try it. I don't know about Caught by the Fuzz. That one caught me by surprise. We are doing the top 10 best Britpop, according to this really dodgy book that my mate bought me. Top 10 lists music. There's over 100 top 10 lists. On the front, you've got Madonna, you've got the Beatles, you've got Bob Marley, you've got Prince. But some of the lists. So this is the top 10 indie dance list. They say it's number 10, Blur, There's No Other Way. 9, Flowered Up Weekender. 8, Charlatans, The Only One I Know. 7, New Fast Automatic Daffodils, Big. 6, That Petrol Emotion, Abandon. 5, Spaceman 3, Big City. 4, My Bloody Valentine, Soon. And then it starts to get all right. 3, The Stone Roses, Fool's Gold. 2, Primal Scream, Loaded. And 1, Happy Mondays, WFL. But it's got to be the Vince Clarke remix, according to them. But we're running through their top 10 Britpop. And we started with Supergrass, Caught by the Fuzz, off their debut album, Aisha Coco, 1995, as you all know. The next one is the Boo Radleys, and this is what they say about the Boo Radleys. The song they've picked is Barney and Me. I'm not playing that. I'm obviously going to play Wake Up Boo. But they've said, the alarm clock rock of Wake Up Boo notwithstanding, Boo Radleys don't get anywhere near the acclaim they should. The ambition of their Giant Steps album is staggering. Psychedelic Britpop, anyone? That's what they say, not me. And this upbeat slice of perfect pop is an understated gem. I'm not going to play it. I'm going to play the other one.
Hits from the 1990s.
Wake Up Boo by the Boo Radleys. We're going through a book that I found this week, Top 10 Britpop. We've had number 10, Supergrass, Caught by the Fuzz. Number 9, Boo Radleys, Barney and Me, although I cheated there for this one. And we're moving on to number 8. But after I've played this next one, though, I'm going to give you the list of the top 10 debuts. So if you can think of what your favourite top 10 debut albums might be, let me know. And also, if you want to send in your own top 10 list of Britpop, send it in. You just need to hit that button on the Cotswolds Radio app. It will message the studio. Don't do it via my phone because that's in my car. Nothing I can do about it until after the show, I'm afraid. So if you want to make it to the show, you better message the studio direct. So number 8, I mean, it's always going to have to be the Blue Tones, isn't it? The Blue Tones have to be in a list. I'm only surprised that they're at number 8. And they've gone big, this one. They've gone slight return. It says, taking their cue from the 60s jangle popularised a few years earlier on the Stone Roses debut, the Blue Tones were no copyists. Theirs was a much more classic sound than many of their peers, yet this tune seemed to catch the zeitgeist perfectly. Yes, it did.
For you, when the knives came out for you. tune. That's the Blue Tones. I'm seeing the Blue Tones end of the week. Can't wait for it. Can't wait. There'll be it's full band. Brilliant. I also saw that Mark Morris is supporting the Supernaturals. So Mark Morris, as a solo artist, is supporting the Supernaturals up in Glasgow. I think it was in November. I haven't got the details. Phone is in the car. Might have mentioned it. And so that sounds like a pretty good gig as well. Mark Morris supporting the Supernaturals. Love a bit of the Supernaturals. Right, we were talking about this book, Top 10 Lists, and this is Top 10 Debuts. Listen to it. I told it's a dodgy book, right? It sounds like my mate got this for about a fiver, I reckon, at most. So, in number 10, Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction, 1987. That's all right. Number 9, The Clash. Album is called The Clash, 1977. This next one, never heard of. Nas, Illmatic. I don't even know if I said that right. 1994. Never heard of him. 7. The Ramones. Also The Ramones, the album name. 1976. Number 6. Sex Pistols. Never Mind the Bollocks. 1977. Number 5. The Beatles. Please Please Me. 1963. Number 4. Joy Division. Unknown Pleasures. 1979. Don't get me started on Joy Division. I think they're massively overrated. I'm not a big fan of them. Sorry. Number 3. Beastie Boys. License to Ill. 1986. Surprisingly early that. I thought it was later than that. A bit of Beastie Boys. Number 2. The Velvet Underground. The Velvet Underground and Nico. 1967. And also from 1967, in at number 1, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Are You Experienced? So that's the kind of stuff we're having to deal with. Now, when you talk about Britpop, you talk about the Big Four, don't you? You talk about Suede, Oasis, Blur and Pulp. But people also talk, largely because statistically, that they should be in the top 5, is Elastica. I always think, oh, Elastica, really? But when you take into account things like, for example, number ones and albums and debut albums and all that kind of stuff, statistically, they should be right up there with the top 4/5. And they've made this list at number 7. And it's gone with Waking Up. It said, while Oasis won plaudits for their talent borrows, genius steals approach to songwriting, people weren't so kind to Elastica, and it's difficult to see why. This tune, though borrowing heavily from the Stranglers' No More Heroes, does so with class and sharp intelligence. We'll be right back. Elastica with Waking Up, of course. Right, we're following a theme, but we're going to interrupt that theme for a public announcement, and that is that Skunk Anansie are on tour. Not quite Britpop, just sort of scratching the edges of Britpop, but we're going to announce it anyway. So they start at the end of Feb in Portugal, and I know we get people listening not just from across Europe, but from across the world. So I'm going to announce all of them. They play Portugal, Spain, a few dates in Spain, France, Italy, Switzerland, Germany, a few dates in Germany, in fact, Austria. They play Poland, Denmark, more Germany dates, Luxembourg, Netherlands, even more Germany dates, Belgium, back to France. And then they start in London, England on the 28th of March. And on that date, that's at the Roundhouse, two nights at the Roundhouse. In fact, then they go Cardiff, Bristol, Nottingham, Manchester, Birmingham, Norwich, Cambridge, Glasgow, Newcastle, Leeds, Bournemouth, Brighton and Guildford, finishing at Guildford on the 16th of April. And what a good place to finish. And you all think that I'm going to play something from Skunk Anansie now. You think it's weak. You all think I'm going to play weak. You're all wrong. Back to the top 10 list. And you can hear it in the background, the Verve in there, obviously, with Bittersweet Symphony. And what they say in the book is, with a Stones sample borrowed from Andrew Loog Oldham and a video homage to Massive Attack's Unfinished Symphony, Richard Ashcroft's band nonetheless, although spelled nonetheless wrong, created something startlingly original and utterly beguiling with his track from their Urban Hymns album. They made no money off this song. They had to rely, but luckily they had Drugs Don't Work, which is an even better song, but it's not on the list. This one is. This is Bittersweet Symphony, The Verve. Going to let you into a secret. Not a big fan of that song. I think it's a bit long and it was overly played. So I only played it because it was on this list that we're doing. Top 10 Britpop. We've had number 10 Supergrass, number 9 Boo Radleys, 8 Blue Tones, 7 Elastica, 6 The Verve. And at number 5, we're already into what we call the top 4 of Britpop. Number 5 is a bit of suede. It's Animal Nitrate, obviously. Brett Anderson with Bernard Butler and the band in tow brought something new to the pop party with androgynous imagery, rent-a-quote interviews, and the wonderfully theatric, overblown bluster of their debut album, from which this was their best track.
Hits from the 1990s.
And we're up to number 4. Who do you think is still missing? Now, I'm very pleased with this number 4 because this book is pretty rubbish, but I'm very happy with this number 4 because I've been telling you guys for ages that Radiohead are Britpop, and Radiohead have come in at number 4 on this list, which must mean that they are officially Britpop, and I am right as ever. Now, which Radiohead song would you choose? There's so many to pick from. Luckily, they didn't go for Creep, which would have been a bit too obvious. But what would you do instead of Creep? Which one would you choose? It's this one. They've gone, the Oxford Band had already turned heads with a worldwide hit of Creep. But it's this track from the 1995 album The Bends that makes the list. What's it going to be, guys? You're thinking through The Bends. An absolutely huge influence on bands that were to come, most obviously perhaps Muse. Been hanging around for days.
to yourself, you do.
Listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Fans of Gomez rejoice across the world because Gomez are touring currently in Australia. They're doing, they're in Melbourne and they're going Cairns, Brisbane, Eltham probably. Now this one, Murwillumbah, oh, that's 13th of November. Then Adelaide, Sydney, and then they come back to the UK. And they've just announced a tour in the UK. This is Ben and Ian. It's the Total Gomez Recall Tour with special guest Buddy. And they start the 3rd of March in Portsmouth. So it's the two of them playing some Gomez stuff. Then they go London, Bath, Brighton, Leeds, Glasgow, York, Dublin, Belfast, Galway, Liverpool, Nottingham, Manchester, Newcastle upon Tyne, Milton Keynes, and ending at the Exeter Phoenix on the 22nd of March.
She's a wicked girl, worst in all the world. A mystery lies in her. She spends her days in a violent rage. Try as I might, I love her every time the tears run dry. Messes with my mind. dog messes with my hat. When the song is sung, don't let me call your opinion. That girl's my life. I tell ya every time my tears run dry. Messes with my mind. Don't ask me why. The girl-shaped love drug messes with my mind. Don't ask me why. The girl-shaped love drug messes with your mind. Drug messes with my mind.
I suspected that a bit of Gomez might wake you up, Brian. I had a message from Brian saying, Gomez, cracking. Get your tickets, Brian. They're touring, or at least two of them are touring, in March next year. Right, we've got three more on this list, and it's the big three that you'd expect, but in what order? So at number three is Blur. Pop Scene. It says, forget Park Life. This single only released from 1992 was where it all started. Blur's short, angry, horn-backed stab marked a huge shift in sound for them, and once they're caught up, everyone else as well. wasn't there a night out in London, Friday night or something, pop scene? There was a, it was one, was it this story or something? They used to do pop scene. I used to go to that a lot with my mates back in the day. Right, there's two left, Oasis and Pulp. Who's going to make number one? Well, number two is Oasis, and the song is this. It says, there's no shortage of iconic sing-alongs in Oasis's back catalogue, but their first album was by some distance their best, and this is arguably the best moment on there. No simile, no subtlety, just a life-affirming classic with tears of joy in its eyes. What song could they be talking about?
Hits from the 1990s. Maybe I don't really wanna know how you got in girls, 'cause I just wanna fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone? Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe. Lately,
That's it. We got to number one, and it is Pulp. But which Pulp song have they chosen? They say, for many people, this is the defining Britpop anthem, perhaps the pinnacle of the smart, literate and pioneering pop that the band made their own. It managed to rhyme Thirst for Knowledge with St. Martin's College, a feat that should win a medal on its own. As ever, thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that her tank was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't. She just smiled and held my hand. Such a laugh. Yeah. And the chip stays in Greece. Oh, come out in the bath. We will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control. And with nowhere left to go. You are amazed that they exist. And they burn so bright whilst you can only wonder why. Or rent a flat to burn.
At the top of the